One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
James, I wish you would have led with this because after drinking the triple dry hot beer, I love the fact you brought me a present, but damn, man, well, you brought me Danger Zone. And even though, you know, the names would imply that it's probably like a 9% double IPA, you went the opposite direction. You talked about this earlier on in the week, and you brought your project, which is, oh my God, look at that. It's so...
You can see your fingerprint through it. It's very clear.
So talk to me about Danger Zone. So this really is one of your beers you've kind of brought to Coronado.
So I had the opportunity to make a beer for a beer event. And
Lagerville, right?
Lagerville, yeah. Up in Buellton.
Wait, but this isn't a lager.
It is. So
what?
Right from the get. Okay, let's start over.
I want to get me into this, please. So it's a lager, but it's not a lager, and it's an IPA.
No. I misspoke. So this is an American light lager. I had the opportunity to write a recipe, and I saw on our board at the tasting room, like in our portfolio, we didn't really have something like this. We had Nato, right, which is our premium lager. But anytime we put a Mexican lager on, or we put another type of like American style lager on, it kills. It crushes. You know, following like social media trends, I hate to say it, is like that's kind of what's popular right now. So I pitched the idea to do this American style light lager with new school hops. I know, super creative, right? But I know that the Citra crop that the guys selected at Yakima last year is just choice. So I honestly just wanted to do that style of beer with our Citra because it smells fantastic. It's pretty straightforward. It does have some corn. It has some rice in it. We use our house lager strain, which is really clean. And then we threw a ton of Citra with a little bit of Simcoe at it. And it's just super bright, citrusy. It hits all of the great aspects that the Citra offers. It clocks in at a 4.2%.
4.2.
This is ridiculous. Okay, so first of all, drinking it, I didn't know it was a lager. I thought it was literally an IPA. I didn't know it wasn't like an IPL.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, only a few people understand that terminology because that was a small blip in San Diego beer history. But this reminds me of, like, you know, Benchmark Brewing.
Yeah.
Remember when they won the GABF Gold in Session? They won it with their stout.
That's right. I do remember that.
This is like that kind of head fake in a beer because you're getting all those IPA characteristics, but it's in a lager and it's really low ABV and it is stupid. stupid easy to drink.
Yeah. James here is being humble. So they took the first batch of this to Lagerville. We missed the entry deadline.
That's correct.
Yeah. For the competition. Some of the judges came around to our booth and were pretty impressed.
I had a lot of people swinging by the booth complimenting it. I don't know how much I can say, but I will say this. We were supposed to take it off the jockey box after the VIP session, but it was moving so well. Our sales rep up there, Pam, threw me a bone and let me keep it on because I told her, I'm just a humble shift brewer and this is my chance to do something cool. And she's like, yeah, run it because it's doing so well. And people loved the name, you know, attached to CBC where we're located, and it did really well. And this is actually version two. This is actually the first time I've ever got to make one of my own recipes twice because it was doing so well with CBC. We took all the constructive criticism from the first one and we made some adjustments and dialed it up by one.
He's being humble. So the judges, he doesn't know how much he can say it. I'll say it. A lot of the judging panel came around and said, why wasn't this entered into the competition, into a competition that is just lagers? But they were confident in its ability to perform. We're sending this to JBF. This is my go-to when I'm at the tasting room drinking.
I will tell you, as I've almost killed this glass, you better be careful. This might make a light weekend edition.
Oh, come on now.
To the lineup.
Uh-oh. Oh, jeez. Uh-oh.
Dude, I do appreciate you guys being here. It's been awesome hanging out with you. Kudos
Thank
to you,
you
for a fantastic beer, dude. It's been awesome getting to know you as a brewer and the beers you make. And I'm interested to see where you go next.
Man, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.